This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent.
I dissent! I dissent!
People chanted, "I dissent," in the name of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Sunday. Jackson Town Councilor Arne Jorgensen recorded the chanting and sent it to Marilyn Kite, the first woman to sit on Wyoming's Supreme Court. She was appointed to that high court just 20 years ago. Ginsburg, a trailblazer for gender equality, led the way for Kite and countless others. And that was why many of the women KHOL spoke with showed up to honor the Supreme Court justice. Ginsburg died Friday from pancreatic cancer. She was 87. April Norton and her daughter Nell held signs that thanked the fierce defender of women's rights.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is my hero. I cried and cried and cried on Friday night. She fought for equality. She fought for me. She fought for my daughter. She fought for my mother. And I'm here to honor her and her legacy. And I will vote that way. And I will teach my children to do so as well.
Jill Callahan was there with her six-month-old son, Patrick. Her sign read, "Future Feminist," with an arrow pointing to the baby. For Callahan, two words come to mind when she thinks of Ginsburg's legacy.
Progress and change. We watched the documentary last night, and all these things we take for granted, like having a bank account and getting a mortgage, wouldn't be possible without her.
Roughly 50 people gathered at Town Square to attend the event Steps for RBG. It was organized by Chair of the Board of Teton County Commissioners, Natalia Macker. Many spoke of their awe for the woman RBG was. They also discussed their resolve to continue her work, Macker included.
We can't let up, and we knew we had work to do as a country, as a community, but the stakes just got raised, and it's going to take all of us to answer and fill whatever void there may be from that, but I think she left us a good roadmap.
At George Washington Park in Town Square, Macker encouraged people to read RBG quotes from Mary Zia's book, You Can't Spell Truth Without Ruth, like this famous one.
Fight for the things that you care about. But do it in a way that will lead others to join you.
In between speakers, Macker led the group in multiple rounds of push-ups, a nod to RBG's workout routine. She also encouraged people to offer up their own thoughts. Libby Cruz Wood stood before the crowd to discuss RBG's moral character and how, she said, it contrasts political figures of today.
I guess I'm most struck by the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg proved herself to be just and objective before she sat on that bench. I woke this morning angrier than I've ever been, I think, and I feel like people in this country are not proving with boots on the ground what it means to be respectful of and protective of the United States Constitution and the people it was designed to protect.
Other folks talked about how RBG was a master bridge builder and encouraged people to follow in her footsteps. Here's Anne Marie Wells.
She really put her voice to work, persuading others to her side, making compromise, finding common ground. And that's what we need to remember, especially now during this election season, that it's not about demonizing other people. It's not about demeaning, calling names, and saying what's wrong with the other side. It's about saying, I see your point of view. I still disagree. How can we both come together in this moment to make progress on these issues that are important to us?
Wells said Jackson's female leaders have made particular strides in this regard, but it cannot stop there.
We need to make sure that female leadership doesn't happen one woman at a time, that more women are brought to the table every election season.
The group then moved to the Elk Antler Arches, where they brandished signs that read, "We must be ruthless. We will keep fighting." And "When there are nine." The latter references RBG's answer to the question, "When will there be enough women on the Supreme Court?" RBG went on to explain that the High Court had long been occupied by all men. So why not an all-female bench?
Should we do seven push-ups? Our final seven?
Our final seven.
87 push-ups later, to signify RBG's age, the group ended their tribute at the Teton County Courthouse. Ash Hermanowski affixed a gay pride flag to the base of the flagpole as people positioned their signs around it. The group then stood in silence for several minutes. Commissioner Macker told folks not to leave without picking up a flyer. It listed ways to become civically engaged. But first, Macker said three final words.
Thank you, Ruth.
And multiple generations, clad in RBG t-shirts, earrings, and necklaces, walked away from the courthouse in purposeful strides. They seemed ready, as Macker said, to get to work. I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.